Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
The heat is on, affecting everything. Pools, lakes, trash pickup, and more. A truly swollen Mass Lottery jackpot. A new comfort dog. It is Thursday, July 21 in Western Mass. Here's the weather. Watch out. You got it all today. Sun and clouds, afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high 94. Wind southwest 10 to 15. Chance of rain, 50%. Tonight, chance of evening showers and storms, partly cloudy. Low of 66. Winds are west 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 50%. Ultraviolet index, 9. Humidity, 59%. Now, the War Memorial Pool in Amherst was shut down for over a week due to mechanical issues. The pool expected to be ready to open this weekend. Adult swim open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and open swim 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures are expected to be in the 90s through the weekend. Town of Amherst offering three additional locations where you can go to cool off. Currently, Mill River Pool, Montague Road, open through August 28. Here are the hours. Adult swim Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Open swim Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Children under 12, you have to be accompanied by a person 16 or older. All children under 16, you got to pass a swim test in order to swim in the deep end. Food or drink not allowed in the swimming areas or locker rooms. Spray pad at Groff Park open daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through September 5. Puffer's Pond, also known as Factory Hollow Road, open for swimming, fishing, canoeing. Rules and regs at the pond include the following. Puffer's Pond hours, 6 a.m. until dusk. Swimming allowed, no lifeguard on duty. Swim at your own risk. Area around the dam and cliff off limits. No alcoholic beverages or smoking. No glass containers anywhere around the pond. Children under 12 need adult supervision. Dogs not allowed on the North Beach or South Beach or in the water itself. Dogs may swim upstream in the Cushman Brook or downstream in the Mill River. Down by the old Mill River. Dogs must be leashed at all times. Fishing on the shore is permitted, but people are encouraged to fish away from swimming areas. If you have a canoe or a kayak, you can't fish from those. Non-motorized boats are allowed on the pond 6 a.m. until dusk. Parking permitted is posted in parking areas and along the roadside. Parking prohibited in front of gates as these entrances are for emergency vehicles and must be left clear. Parking also prohibited between 8:30 and 6 a.m. Stay on marked trails. Please stay out of the water if you have any open cuts or wounds. Skinny dipping is prohibited. And nuts. No fires are permitted around the pond, including the grills. Group use of conservation land for weddings or other functions may be allowed with prior approval of the Conservation Commission. Got all that? Mass Department of Conservation and Recreation extending the hours at the pools it manages all across the state, including Agawam, Chicopee, and Springfield, on Wednesday and Thursday. It's not just state-run pools, either. Pulio Pool in Holyoke reached maximum capacity twice on Wednesday, nearing 250 people during hours of operation, in comparison to their usual foot traffic of 50 to 130 people during open swim. Town of Holland asking the community to avoid use of the Hamilton Reservoir for several days due to it being chemically treated on Thursday. The residents are asked to not swim or boat in the lake and to avoid using the lake for watering of livestock until Friday. You don't want to take a swim next to a cow. In addition, residents are asked not to use reservoir water to drink, cook, or use for irrigation or turf landscaping ornaments until Sunday. Residents should also avoid using water for irrigation of food crops until Tuesday, July 26. All right, let me get you out of the water. Towel off now and listen up. Mega Millions jackpot for Friday, July 22, that's tomorrow. Drawing is an estimated $630 million, with a cash option of an estimated $359.7 million. And no, you can't get that in cash, in, you know, dollar bills. The last jackpot was won on April 15, 2022, in Tennessee for some $20 million. Mega Box doubler jackpot for the Saturday, July 23 drawing, an estimated $13.9 million. Game's largest jackpot since it began in April of 2009. Cash option is an estimated $10.45 million. March 2021 was the last time that jackpot was won. Mega Millions is played in some 45 states, plus the District of Columbia and the Virgin Islands, and each ticket is $2. Megabox Doubler is played only in Massachusetts, and that's $1 a ticket. Pretty good deal. DPW says, from their solid waste division, residents of Springfield who have municipal trash, recycling, and yard waste collection, that on Friday, July 22, tomorrow, collection will begin 5:30 in the morning due to the impending heat wave, with temperatures reaching the upper 90s, with a heat index near 100 for Friday. Please have your trash and recycling carts on the curb no later than 5:30 a.m. Now, those residents that have scheduled bulk collection are to have their items curbside 5:30 as well. On behalf of the DPW, they apologize for any inconvenience and thank you for your continued patience, cooperation, and understanding, and the clothespin on your nose. Amherst Police Department continues to mourn the loss of one of their comfort dogs. Tuesday, memorial held for K-9 Officer Winston on what would have been his second birthday. Now, while they celebrated his life, they introduced a new life and announced the addition of Winston's legacy, K-9 Augie. It's a cute little bugger, too. Department said they're overjoyed to have a new pup join the squad. They added that they hope Augie will embody Winston by bringing comfort and joy to everybody he meets. Like I say, saw a picture of him, he can't miss. Thank you very, very much for being with us on our program today. I'll happily head off to an air-conditioned theater tonight to perform in the Majestic Theater play, the original play by Danny Eaton, Betty and the Patch. And I'll be around for Friday morning's program. I hope you're with us when it goes up online during the day and night. And, of course, it's available on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Stay cool if you can. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.